The emissions reduction target Australia committed to as a part of the 2016 Paris Agreement is no easy feat. We still have a lot of work to do to hit the 27% reduction by 2030. So how do we reach these targets?
Hydrogen and related technologies give you an opportunity to store a vast quantity of energy, the sort of energy that you would see in gas networks.
That's Dr. Chris Munnings.
At CSIRO, I lead a facility called the Centre for Hybrid Energy Systems.
As the CSIRO highlighted in their recent roadmap, they think that hydrogen is Australia's best option.
It's an easy fuel to manufacture. So it can be made from electricity via electrolysis, from renewable, or it can be made thermochemically from fossil fuels with carbon capture.
Whilst this will reduce emissions and allow Australia to export this manufactured hydrogen, not everyone sees hydrogen as the future.
I think they're optimistic if they think that hydrogen can sort of play a key role in that. I'm assuming that they're basing that on the fact that batteries take resources from the ground, and that produces emissions at manufacture. But of course, the real bonus is in operation.
And that's Dr. Chris Jones.
And I'm the Secretary of the Australian Electric Vehicle Association.
Hydrogen and battery-based futures each have their benefits, and eventually, Australia will have to rely on one of them. But which one do we choose? And do we even need to?
Hydrogen won't be replacing direct utilisation of renewable energy or any form of energy. So if you're looking at making hydrogen from wind, the reason you would do that is if you wanted to either use that energy much later, so you're just storing the energy, or if you wanted to export the energy.
This hybrid system of renewable and hydrogen energy is what the International Space Station has been using for years to manage its power, even when it isn't capturing solar energy. There are many other examples of hydrogen that show how developed this technology is, despite its absence from the public eye.
We're seeing the Toyota Mirai and the Hyundai Nexo. There's also other military applications that people talk about, such as the submarine fleet that Germany have and a number of other European nations. The Japanese have installed about 350,000 Anypharm units, which is a replacement for your hot water system.
Battery power can also be attributed to other uses.
I think home storage it really is quite a revolution. And certainly by about 2025, I wouldn't be surprised if we see an explosion in battery installations in households, just like we did with solar. And if you've got enough homes with battery storage and grid interactive technology built into them, you can run what's known as a virtual power plant. Basically, if you've got an excess of stored energy and then all of a sudden there's demand on the grid, then the signal can be sent over the internet basically to swarm all of those batteries, and each one can provide a few kilowatts to the grid, ultimately making up the shortfall.
And while producing hydrogen may not be the most feasible option off the bat, there is a market for its exploitation.
We currently export vast amounts of energy to places like Japan. Japan are saying we want to transition away from fossil fuels. So the hydrogen vectors that we're looking at all start with producing hydrogen in Australia from renewable energy and then converting that into something that we can transport to Japan. So if our coal industry over the next 50, 60, 70 years begins to slowly reduce, we at CSIRO in particular are very keen to make sure that Australia has an alternative.
Despite the potential for hybrid energy systems, there is the concern that only one will win the political war.
They shouldn't be pitched as a battle of one versus another, but they will be competing for resources and funding and government contracts and that kind of stuff. And I think that's where it can start to get a bit messy.
In the future, one of these technologies may be powering your home, car, and even business. Although at this point, it's hard to tell which. Hydrogen holds the potential to replace our exploitation of fossil fuels, whereas battery power may allow for greater efficiency. There is one thing that both sides can agree on, though.
In terms of reducing our greenhouse gas emissions, all technologies which have a fighting chance will have to play a role.